A court battle is about to be fought over what's allowed to go into the Kitimat airshed. Rio Tinto Alcan's employees are hoping to stop the Kitimat modernization project approval. The union representing the workers say they want sulfur dioxide scrubbers built on that site in order to prevent harmful emissions from going into the air. But Rio Tinto is holding on to its position that emissions from the project pose little health risks. Kevin Dobbin is Rio Tinto's community relations officer. He's with me on the line from Kitimat this morning. And Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Russell?
Not too bad. This is a big question over sulfur dioxide scrubbers. So give me the line on why Rio Tinto doesn't think they're necessary.
Well, Russell, we've done an 18-month study, and actually it was conducted by a third-party independent experts. And it was 18 months long study. It was over, it was actually occurred about 3 years ago, and it's called the STAR Report. It's available on our website at Rio Tinto Alcan in BC. What the study showed was that the SO2 emissions were very limited in the area out of the operations, and the fact that scrubbers are not needed because of that. As well, as you probably know, we're building a $4.8 billion U.S. project. We're about in completion, which is state-of-the-art. It has state-of-the-art technology. It's brand new, and we're just about to start commissioning it this year.
If you were to, I mean, if things don't go your way and you have to put the scrubbers in, how much more would that add to the cost of the project?
Well, we don't disclose this commercial things on the project. I mean,
but you just told me it was $4.8 billion, so you've disclosed that much at least.
Yep, our project is $4.8 billion, but the cost of the scrubbers would have to be determined at the time when they're put in. They're, we have made a space for the scrubbers if we need to put them in, but we're doing with the Ministry of Environment, and they have approved it. We did an environmental effects management plan that will occur when the new plant starts up. It's a very comprehensive plan that will be carried out for a number of years to assess what the impacts are from an environmental point of view. But as I mentioned earlier, the new smelter will have over 50% environmental reduction on the impacts in the area.
At the same time, if you are spending that kind of money on a project like this and the scrubbers may not add that great amount of money of in terms of the improvements, I mean, you know, would it eat any bread if they're there?
Well, as I mentioned, the study has shown that we don't need the scrubbers right now. So that's the basis that we're going on. The Ministry of Environment reviewed that study intensively. They issued our permit on that basis. So right now it's our opinion that the scrubbers are not required. So we're going on that process. It was a third-party study. The experts have told us that, and the Ministry of Environment has agreed and issued our permit to do so. So we have a permit right now, and we're carrying on that basis.
Why spend money proving they're not necessary?
Well, we had wanted to find out the impacts of SO2, and overall we're doing the emissions for all of our project. Because we know it's 50% reduction in the impacts, we assessed all of the aspects of the new smelter as we went through it. This, you know, building a project of this size, a mega project, the only one in British Columbia of this size going on right now, you do lots of studying, you do lots of research. Project design has actually switched directions instead of north to south or east to west. It's now going north to south. So there's lots of different impacts of the project and lots of different assessments that we go through before the project even started in the engineering phase.
So Rio Tinto is paid for a study that says there isn't significant impact, but then at the same time, Unifor says they've got documents that say the risks of not building these scrubbers is increased or could increase the risk of respiratory problems. How's the public supposed to know which paid-for study is correct?
Well, I don't know what study they're referring to, but ours is on our website, and anybody can take a look at it and assess that. We're a bit disappointed and surprised by Unifor's statement. I mean, they've been involved in our Kitimat Public Advisory Committee for over a year. They're taking part in that, which we do the assessments. We review environmental documents in that committee. In fact, our general manager met with executives of Unifor last Friday on health and safety issues, and it was never brought up. So it was a bit surprising. We're disappointed at the media release by Unifor, and it's a bit concerning as well, because the facts are that the SO2 emissions won't have a significant impact, and so we're proceeding with our project, and very excited about starting commissioning in the next few months.
I'm speaking with Rio Tinto Community Relations Officer Kevin Dobbin about Unifor's call for overturning the decision by Rio Tinto to not put in SO2 scrubbers at their Kitimat modernization project. Kevin, there's some concern, I guess, and the public sometimes can be perhaps forgiven for a natural distrust of big business. But one of the things that have come up that concerns people is the fact that the union is citing the fact that there's a Ministry of Environment employee that is also on the payroll of Rio Tinto, acting as a consultant on your behalf in this project. How much of a perception of conflict is there just by virtue of the fact that that's on the books?
Well, as I said, there's a misinterpretation of the facts. It wasn't on the payroll of Rio Tinto Alcan. You know, when you do a mega project, you have there's a process called a secondant, and because we had over 300 permits to go through, which is challenging, and we're trying to build a project at the same time, we paid for that employee to be or had an agreement, a secondant agreement with the Ministry of Environment for that employee to focus only on those permits and to support us getting through the project. Obviously, as you know, there's many LNG projects looking at building in British Columbia, and they'll face the same challenges for the permits. And, you know, we went through it. It's a process that helped us get through the project. We've got our permits, and so we're proceeding on that basis.
So it's a fairly common practice that if the Ministry of Environment assigns a particular employee to take care of these kinds of approvals, the company that is dedicated to the situation just starts paying that employee's salary?
Not directly. It's an agreement with the Ministry of Environment. So it's like an MOU agreement or a secondant agreement. I'm not sure of all the details of the agreement, but it is something that is in practice, and has been in practice, and it's something that we followed through.
Consider that this is going to go to court. I mean, is not building the SO2 scrubbers really worth all this time and hassle?
Well, and, you know, as I said, we're going on the basis of a third-party study that has told us it's not. It was an 18-month study. We did a series of consultation meetings with the communities and in Kitimat and Terrace, a series of them. You know, through that public consultation, through the third-party study, through the assessment by the Ministry of Environment, you know, it was determined that the scrubbers were not necessary at this time. So we're going through with the project. We're starting it up, and you know, I believe that most of our employees are very excited to get into the new plant and start operating the smelter.
Finally, Kevin, when do you expect that Rio Tinto will formally respond to Unifor's application before BC's Supreme Court?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we'll formally respond or not. That's with our lawyers to look at and take a look at it. It was just announced on Wednesday. As I said, it was a big surprise to us. We've been meeting with the union for a long time, always, and they've been a part of the Kitimat Public Advisory Committee that we have with members of the community that meets on a regular basis. And as I said, our GM met with the executives on Friday, just last Friday, March 13th. And nothing was mentioned of this. So it was a bit of a surprise and something that we'll have to take a look at.
Kevin, I know you're a man who is busy, and I thank you for taking some time with us this morning, and all the best.
Thanks, Russell. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Kevin Dobbin is Rio Tinto Alcan's Community Relations Officer in Kitimat. I reached him by phone this morning.